The Dr. Pepper Bottling Company presents Dr. Pepper's Fireside Phone Quiz. And here's the man with the questions for your answers, music for your entertainment, a message for your enjoyment, and cases of bottled energy for everybody's health, Dr. Pepper.
Thank you, Jack Maynard, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That outburst of applause is not our studio audience, for Dr. Pepper's Fireside Phone Quiz audience is comfortably seated at home, ready for radio's newest and most fascinating quiz show, brought to you by the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company of Beaumont. Now listen carefully while I tell you how we play the game. During the course of our program, we will make several phone calls, selected at random from our telephone directories. When your phone rings, answer it promptly, please. We will ask you a simple and direct question. If you answer this question in 10 seconds, the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company will deliver to your door tomorrow morning a case of delicious Dr. Pepper as your reward. If you do not answer the question in the allotted time, you will be mailed a coupon entitling you to a 6-bottle carton of Dr. Pepper at your favorite dealer for your effort. Questions used are sent in by the listeners, and for each question used, we will send the person who submitted the question a coupon good for a 6-bottle carton of Dr. Pepper. So get ready to answer your phone, and let's all have fun in Dr. Pepper's Fireside Phone Quiz. But now to musical entertainment. This evening, our bandstand bears the nationally famous swing and sway leader, Sammy Kay, and his orchestra. Here's the unique Kay arrangement of The Reluctant Dragon.
One fine day while on my way to Ipswich by the sea, I met a rather charming chap who asked me in to tea. It seemed he was a dragon, you know, the kind with wings, teeth and tails and claws and scales and all those dragon-like details. I admit I jumped a bit when he began to sing.
Oh, I'm the reluctant dragon, but hold, quite so, the very reluctant dragon. Oh, very, very, don't you know, they call me the timid dragon. What's up? I'm not. I just won't fight, I'd rather play. I know I can't get hurt that way. Here we go gathering nuts in May. Whoops, I'm reluctant.
After we had sipped our tea, a thought popped in me head. A dragon here, by Jove, that's square, he really should be dead. I say, look here, I said, aren't you a bit extinct? Then the blighter gave a cry and heaved his bosom with a sigh, wiped a teardrop from his eye, then flushed and coyly winked. Then he told of knights of old, it seems they were the bunk. They barked about in suits of tin and other sundry junk. The maiden's hair was flaxen hair, just littered up the place. When they asked him into tea, which happened jolly frequently, he would sigh reproachfully and put them in their place.
Oh, I'm the reluctant dragon, but hold, quite so, the very reluctant dragon. Oh, very, very, don't you know, they call me the timid dragon. What's wrong? I'm not. When others fight, I run away. It's just because I'm built that way, for I'm the queen of the May today. I'm reluctant.
Night wore on, we talked till dawn of many, many things. Of fish and chips and cricket, bats and kidney pies and kings. At break of day, I slipped away for Ipswich by the sea. And no matter where I am, in Piccadilly or Siam, when I have my tea and jam, the song comes back to me.
Oh, I'm the reluctant dragon, but hold, quite so, the very reluctant dragon. Oh, very, very, don't you know, they call me the timid dragon. What rot, I'm not. I'm much too shy to bill and coo, so you chase me and I'll chase you. Roses are red and violets are blue. Oops, I'm reluctant.
Now, everybody hold tight to their seats. Here's tonight's first phone number for our Dr. Pepper Fireside Phone Quiz. Now, please answer promptly. Hello, operator. Give me 7980. Our first number tonight is the residence of Roger Evans of 810 Franklin. Hello, Mr. Evans. This is the Dr. Pepper Fireside Phone Quiz program. We would like to have you answer a simple question for tonight's prize. Well, that's mighty fine. Now, here's your question for tonight. In Joyce Kilmer's famous poem, Trees, there are two well-known lines. The first one is, poems are made by fools like me. Now, Mr. Evans, you quote the next line. You have 10 seconds. That's correct. Yes, sir. But only God can make a tree. That's the next line. Mr. Evans, the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company will deliver a case of Dr. Pepper to your door tomorrow morning for you and your family to enjoy. Thank you, congratulations, and good night. And that's our first number for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We will call another number in a few moments. But first, let's hear from Sammy Kay and his orchestra again, this time playing the ever-popular Mexicali Road.
Mexicali Road.
Bidding a fond farewell, we hear from Tommy Ryan.
Mexicali Road, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you'll know that I'll be pining. I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Vanish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me. Mexicali Rose, goodbye.
In a moment, we will call our next number for tonight, so keep a sharp ear for that telephone ring. First, this word. The Dr. Pepper Bottling Company hopes you are enjoying their Dr. Pepper Fireside Phone Quiz, just as we know you will enjoy every delicious sip of cooling, refreshing, energy-building Dr. Pepper. But that's only part of the story. When you drink a Dr. Pepper, you drink a bite to eat. You can feel its energy-building effects at once, created by Dr. Pepper's food value, which prevents fatigue. And listen to this. Here's a tip you'll appreciate. Most of us like to slip by the refrigerator each night for a bedtime snack. And we know, too, that heavy, solid food eaten just before bedtime often causes sleepless nights. Dr. Pepper now is the ideal bedtime bite to eat because it's in liquid form, easily digested, and it lets you sleep soundly. Remember, I told you that.
Correct.
And now, our next Dr. Pepper Fireside Phone Quiz number. Hello, operator. Give me 1752W, please. Our number is 1752W, the residence of Mrs. D.C. Everett. Hello, Mrs. Everett, this is... Oh, you're listening to our program and awaiting your question. Well, that's mighty fine. All right, here it is. Who had a peck of pickled peppers? You have 10 seconds. Peter Piper, you're right, and was quick about it. All right, Mrs. Everett, the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company will deliver a case of bottled energy to your door tomorrow morning. Thanks, congratulations, and good night to you. Now here's Sammy Kay again, ladies and gentlemen, with the three cadets singing the current favorite, Daddy.
La-da-da, la-da-da, da-da. La-da-da, la-da-da, da-da.
about a gal named Daisy May. Daisy, Daisy May. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming. At times, alarming. So they say. Large and strong, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you want to get the best for me? Yeah, yeah. Hey, Daddy, gee, boy, I'm swell in sable, clothes with Paris label. Daddy, you want to get the best for me? La, 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 la. Here's an amazing revelation, with a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation, I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar, Daddy, you want to get the best for me?
In our Dr. Pepper Fireside phone quiz is 7266 in Nederland. Hello, operator, give me 7266 in Nederland, please. Our number is the residence of Charles W. Flannery. There's always a very brief delay in our out-of-town calls. Hello. Hello, Mr. Flannery. This is the Dr. Pepper Fireside phone quiz at KFDM. We would like to ask you a simple question on our program tonight, and for the correct answer, we'll reward you with a case of Dr. Pepper. Well, that's nice of you. All right, here goes. The average man can pick up and carry a cubic foot of gold. Is that statement true or false? You have 10 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Flannery. A cubic foot of gold weighs approximately 1,200 pounds, and that'd be rather difficult for a man to pick up and carry. I'm awfully sorry, but for your effort, Mr. Flannery, the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company of Beaumont is mailing you a coupon that is good for a 6-bottle carton of Dr. Pepper at your favorite dealers. Thank you, and good night. And there goes the Sammy Kay theme melody, ladies and gentlemen, which means it's almost time to go. You know, friends, I could go on and on telling of the merits of delicious Dr. Pepper, but that is unnecessary. Just let me urge you to try a cold bottle next time your thirst needs quenching and your energy is low. And you'll discover right then and there that Dr. Pepper is the drink for you every time. Tonight's questions were submitted by Mrs. Edward Fleetwood of Port Neches, Arthur Simpson of Beaumont, and Mrs. Arlton Rogers of Silsby. To each of you, the Dr. Pepper Company has mailed a coupon good for a 6-bottle carton of Dr. Pepper at your favorite dealer. And now, this is your Dr. Pepper Fireside phone quizmaster saying thanks to you all and leaving you with this suggestion. Whenever you feel the least bit tired or fatigued, pep up, drink a bite to eat. That's delicious, energy-building Dr. Pepper. And say, don't forget what I told you about that bedtime snack. Good night to you all.
Dr. Pepper's Fireside Phone Quiz will be heard tomorrow night and each night at this hour, Monday through Friday. This program is made possible by the bottlers of delicious Dr. Pepper, the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company of Beaumont.